here on WWGH Radio. It is Wednesday, May the 12th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble with you. Don't forget, later on today, we have a progressive life.
There was a little stop there in your discussion.
A little stop in my dissertation, yeah. My soliloquy. Yeah. 12:10 to 1 p.m., a progressive life today with Glenn Coble. Then coming up at 4:10 to 5 p.m., offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redmond and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon. 6:15 till 7 tonight right here on this station.
I'm
Mark is the winner of our Uncle Osgood's microwave popcorn on the cob, pops right off the cob corn, but we haven't heard from Mark today. He entered yesterday. Mark, do you want this? Because if not, we will redraw. Now, you can pick this up today from 12 to 1 here. Glenn will be here, or 4 to 5. Nate Redmond will be here.
It's kind of cool.
It's on the desk, yeah. And your name is on it, Mark, but let us know if you want it. 740-383-9944.
I wish we had TV so we could show it to people. It looks like plastic corn because it's encased in a plastic.
I'd like to see a video.
I would
of it
too.
Popping.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see.
So
that.
It pops right off of that.
Yeah. You put the cob in the microwave.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be neat to watch.
Yeah, I do too.
Neat prize.
Yeah.
So here we are, another day, and we thank Pat Carroll again for coming on this morning. It took a week, but we got her on, and it was a good interview, and we appreciate that a whole bunch. Now, here we are, midweek, mid-May almost.
Yeah.
May is a great month, and my Memorial Day gathering will be coming up on, guess what, Memorial Day.
Oh, is it on the 30th?
Is it the 30th? It's, a Monday.
Well, Memorial Day used to be traditionally the 31st. And this year, it may be on the 31st because that's a Monday. So, and they usually, don't they push that to a Monday? No. Yeah.
It's always on a Monday.
Yeah, and Memorial Day is Monday this year. All right. Cool.
So, hopefully we'll have the same group we had last year, plus I know we'll have a couple more this year.
Yeah, and you don't have to bring me presents.
Well, don't worry, I wouldn't. I wouldn't dream of it. But, this year, I don't know, every year I do hamburgers and hot dogs, and people like that.
That's good stuff.
It's good stuff, but I don't know. Do you want to change it up a little bit and do something different, or is that traditional?
Well, I'm not invited, so I don't care.
Well,
and my birthday's 3 days before that, and you didn't invite me.
No, well, you know what? It's kind of a highball party.
Yeah, okay.
You wouldn't fit in.
I like highballs.
You wouldn't fit into this party. It's a by invitation only.
And my wife would shoot me if I went to any more parties. So.
Oh, it's a fun party, though.
I'm glad.
I think I like Memorial Day maybe more than even the 4th of July or the Labor Day, because it's the first one. You haven't had one in 9 months since Labor Day.
And now you haven't had one in over a year, probably.
Well, no, I had them last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did. I had them last year, but I let everybody know, and nobody got sick.
Yeah.
Everything was fine.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, you did have people wear masks.
And precaution, and we sat, distanced, and it was fine.
Yeah, cool.
See, which proves you can do it. Now, this year, I do believe everybody on the list so far has been vaccinated.
Yeah, that's cool that we're getting so many more people. What is about a million or 100 million now have been totally vaccinated, something like that.
But I also hear Ohio is only using 20% of their vaccinations right now.
Well, Ohio's a little bit behind the times. Ohio's kind of a backwards state anymore. We're becoming, I tell my family, we're becoming the Arkansas of the North. But
we're backwoods?
And that's kind of running Arkansas down. I have, my wife and I drove through Arkansas last year, and it's a pretty state. I really like, it's beautiful.
I don't think we're backwoods in Ohio.
Yes, we are.
No, we're the home of five presidents. We've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We've got the First Ladies Hall of Fame.
We have OSU.
We've got colleges galore here.
16 state colleges.
We've got two professional baseball teams, two professional football teams. We got the best college football team record-wise just about in all the country.
And a great professional soccer team and a great professional
Well, I don't see now.
Golf,
now you're throwing golf. Now see
not golf.
Now see,
You don't like soccer?
Well, I don't think it's a great team, and I don't think the hockey team is a great team. I think they're nice outings, but I don't think they're great. We've got probably one of the most... What zoo is more famous than our zoo?
I was really disappointed to hear that the head of the zoo...
Jack Hanna.
Jack Hanna is... ill with dementia of some sort, and that breaks my heart, because he has been such a great leader of that zoo.
You know, I liked Jack when he would come on the show, but he was so manic.
Was he?
Oh yeah. You know, he was just, I don't know if that was enthusiasm or just the way he spoke.
That's interesting.
But he was very if you listen to him, you can tell that his mind is going a million miles a minute.
I watched him last night on it was on YouTube, an old Johnny Carson thing, and I thought to myself while I was watching him, he's not paying a bit of attention to what Johnny's saying.
No,
he's already four steps ahead.
Yeah, he was very he is very just manic is the best word I can tell. I liked him. Good guess.
Oh, yeah.
Nice man. And when I say manic, I'm not saying he wasn't nice. He was perfectly nice. But he was just, I don't think he was paying attention to anything.
Brain was moving too fast.
Yeah, he was gone a million miles a minute.
Yeah, that's interesting.
See, I knew when he retired something was up, because he is so manic. I just couldn't figure him retiring.
Yeah, that's it. Now, I had a great friend when I was at OU who managed the Bobcat, and I'm trying to remember what its name was, but he would bring it down to OU during games until one of the societies for the prevention of cruelty to animals said that was not a good idea. Well, we found out it wasn't a good idea because that cat ripped the crap out. He had a leather jacket on, and it just tore it to shreds one time. But it was such a nice critter, but Dick Wittes was the gentleman that handled him, and Dick and his wife was on the board for the zoo, and they just loved Hannah. They thought he was just the cat's meow.
Do you remember when people in this area used to wrestle a bear?
I remember hearing about it, but...
Yeah, I wonder what happened to that. I bet PETA would not let you do that these
I'm
days.
Absolutely certain they wouldn't let you do it. But the good thing about that is at least it gives the bear an equal chance.
Well, it was my understanding this was an attraction.
Yeah.
When you said you were bringing the wrestling bear to town, you'd fill the Coliseum.
Yeah, I can believe that. I would not want to wrestle with a bear. I think that's goes against nature.
Now, in what way does that... Did anybody
bears eat people if they
wonder,
can.
Did anybody ever see the wrestling bear? I'm sure it came through Marion here at the Coliseum.
I bet it did. Yeah.
So did anybody ever see that or know what happened to the wrestling bear? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I was having the question earlier on about proms, because it's prom season.
Yeah, granddaughter just went to hers.
Do you understand why people take pictures in front of the Harding Memorial, which is essentially a grave?
I guess it's because it's probably the most nationally famous thing that we have in Marion. It's more famous.
But do you think those kids know that there are two people buried in there?
I imagine they know it, but I don't know. It's a landmark is what it is.
It is. Absolutely.
But it has that black stuff, which is really tar that's falling out or melting out between the stones. And it's nasty looking. I always thought we should find a way to clean that up better. They did
you
try
are,
to clean
You are persnickety.
Oh, I am persnickety. I don't like nasty.
Well, I don't know. I've never even thought about that.
Okay. Well, I did. When we first moved here, I thought, boy, they should clean that black crud off the marble. It takes away from it. And they did clean it at one point, and it looked better, but it's getting back.
But I think they named it wrong. I don't think it should be the Harding Memorial.
What should it be called?
The Grave.
The Grave.
The Harding Grave.
It sounds like
Mr. and Mrs. Harding. I'll tell you what, if Florence knew that people were taking pictures on her gravestone, she would be upset.
How old is that tree that's in the middle there? Is that was that planted at their burial?
Well, Harding died. They both died, I think, before the... I don't remember. There's some timing on that.
Yeah.
Harding died, obviously, before it was built.
Yeah.
Before, so he was stored over in the cemetery.
And I believe his wife was also stored in the cemetery.
Well, see, I don't know, though, because she died... like
4 or 5 years later.
Yeah, so they might have been... I think she was at the dedication of the memorial.
Really?
Well, I think. She didn't live much long after... You know, she lived in the sanitarium here. And is the Sawyer Sanitarium still out there?
Where is it?
I thought it was in Sawyer Ludwood Park.
Oh, okay.
If they tore that down, now that's tearing down. You know, you leave the house here and you leave the memorial, but you tear down where Mrs. Harding lived after she left the White House?
Well... there aren't many buildings out there that are grand enough.
Well, she lived there.
Huh. I wouldn't live out there. I mean, it's pretty territory. I played frisbee golf out there. But
I don't know if she had a cottage.
Okay, so she might have been in a cottage.
Well, I think that's what the halls became.
Are those... buildings that were out there, halls.
Yeah, I think those were once cut. I think they're condemned now, though. I don't think you can even rent those as halls.
We went into one of them when we played frisbee golf out there for a meeting of the golfers. And that's the main one right in the middle there, you see. It may be condemned now. I don't know.
You used to be able to rent. That was very popular, to rent those halls, because they were fairly cheap. And they didn't really care if you did, you know, big parties, because they were not in the greatest of shape.
Yeah, so why care?
Right. So does anybody know, are you still allowed to rent the halls out at the Sawyer Ludwig Park? And is Mrs. Harding's, is there a plaque out there? I've never driven through it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is the old Sawyer Sanitarium still standing? Is Mrs. Harding's apartment or room denoted by a plaque or something? And do they still rent those halls out at Sawyer Ludwig Park? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, that they had a slide out there that was a hazard. It was all rollers.
Really?
Oh, your fingers could go down in that. Oh, man.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Dangerous. They used to play a lot of, like, T-ball and things like that out there.
They still have a baseball diamond out there. Do they use that?
I don't know. I haven't been out there in years.
Well, we'll have to go sometime.
You and me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, that's true. Yeah, well, who would drive?
Yeah, it wouldn't be one of those things. I don't know, though. I think it's interesting because Mrs. Harding was a very, you know, well-to-do woman.
Yeah, yeah. She needed to have some detectives, though. There were things that were going on behind her back.
Now, you think she didn't know.
Oh, I think she knew.
Of course she knew.
What wife wouldn't know?
I think she knew, and I think she had the job that she wanted.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's probably true in a lot of these relationships like that.
Tryst?
Yeah, that's a nice term.
But who do you think he really loved? Because we look at these letters.
Himself.
You think? I don't know. Because, you know, he had three very prominent women. He had the woman who he had the long-term affair with, Carrie Phillips.
Yeah.
He had the woman who he had the child with,
yeah,
Nan Britton. And he had his wife, his only wife.
And there are tales that he kind of dabbled outside of those three.
Yeah, but apparently they were not meaningful.
Were any of them meaningful?
Well, I don't know. He had a child. He had...
That just means you didn't know how to take care of that problem.
Well, you think he was having that problem with Flo or Carrie?
I have no idea.
This is 1918?
20, yeah.
Yeah.
1918, yeah. Because he died in 23, I think, right?
I believe he did.
Something like that. I really don't know, and...
Nobody else does either.
No. It's kind of interesting to stop and think about all the dalliances that our presidents all throughout history have
had.
Can
you love all three women, though?
I don't know. I've always thought you could love anybody anytime. I've told my wife this. I've loved a lot of girls in my day.
I bet she was glad to hear that.
No, she was not.
Right. I could have told you this.
I would not tell her again. But... then I had to explain.
You just said it on the radio. Yeah, now. Well, it's going to get back.
But I also told her at that time, that type of love is a different type of love. I love anymore. I love to watch the young people on TV, male or female. You know, these not actors, these news people are so intelligent. I love watching that. I love watching smart people talk. Well, I wish nice. I were one.
But I'm not sure what's that have to do with love.
Well, that I feel a warmth of like a love for those people.
I don't love the news people.
No, I no. do. Some of them I do. Yeah, I love Cooper Anderson. I love listening to him talk. And apparently, I could love him because he is gay. But it's not that. It's not a sexual or even a romantic type of love. And like I've talked on my show. If we used Latin, we'd have 17 or 7 different terms for love. We need more than 2, I think, or more than 1.
I don't even use the 1.
I'm absolutely certain you do not.
So I don't know that we need more than 2.
Well, you've kept your life simple by not using those.
Simplicity is the key to happiness.
There you go.
Pat Carroll and I would agree on this. Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity.
I guess.
Does the audience think he loved all 3 of these women equally? 740-383-9944. What a question.
Yeah, you don't even love your kids equally. How can you love 3 women equally?
Well, where would you put them then? Nan and Flo and Carrie.
I think from day to day, he couldn't even tell you. I bet one day Nan would be on top, and the next day, well, excuse me.
Hey, she wins.
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, Lord.
I think I think things would change.
This is an HBO. What are you trying to do?
I think things would change from day to day, just like they do. There are days that I absolutely adore my wife, and there are days I'm really not happy with her. And I never say things like that in front of my wife.
You ought to explain that to Dr. Feynman later on, next hour.
He's probably listening.
Jeez. So no. In the grand scheme of the man's life, because he knew that he had fathered a child. He knew, obviously, who his wife was, and he obviously knew that he had a relationship with Carrie Phillips. How would you rank him in his mind on his deathbed? What do you think he thought?
I'm getting out of here.
I believe that he probably loved Florence the most, because I think of what she did for him. I don't think he would have been president without her.
Yeah, but that's kind of a superficial love.
No, I think he loved her when she was younger. I just think as time wore on, you know, you got to realize they were married 20 years by the time he became president. I think when she got ill, that's when he started to stray.
Yeah, and that might make you do that.
Right,
yeah.
But he also didn't leave her.
Yeah,
and he wasn't president then. He could have left her, and he didn't. So I think he understood what she did for him.
Yeah.
And I think she guided him. So I think he probably loved her most. I think Carrie Phillips is probably in second because it just went on so long. I think Nan Britton is probably
a quickie.
Well, I don't know. It's my understanding it happened more than once, but I think it was a woman who was enamored with him.
And she was small enough to fit in a closet.
Apparently. Apparently. So says the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a horrible thing, Dad, from the president of Marion. And people are out there taking pictures right in front of his tombstone.
Yeah. A couple of dead people.
Gee
and
whiz.
A tree that we don't know whether it was there or not.
Does anybody disagree or agree with the thing I just laid out there? Flo, Carrie, Nan. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let us know. I'll tell you, on old-time politics, I have been watching some of these documentaries. I got wrapped into one the other night. I don't know what channel it was on. But and then I watched 3 of them in a row. It was RFK, Robert Kennedy, then it was LBJ, Lyndon Johnson, and then it was Nixon. And people forget, I think the reason they ran them all together was because they were all involved in the 68 election.
Yeah, they were all in the same
area. And they all knew each other, and they all hated each other.
Yeah.
Johnson hated Nixon. Johnson hated Kennedy. Kennedy hated Johnson. Kennedy hated Nixon. Nixon hated Kennedy. Nixon hated Johnson. They all hated each other.
Mutual hate society.
They did, but they were three of the most powerful men in the world at that time.
Right, and had to coexist.
And, well, Nixon really didn't with them, but Kennedy and Johnson did.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you, and we're not talking about John Kennedy. It's my understanding John Kennedy had a decent relationship with Lyndon Johnson, that Lyndon Johnson kind of felt, because I learned this from Johnson's biography, and I've read a lot about John. I find Johnson fascinating. I don't care so much about the Vietnam period, because I know that's bad. But
and he didn't actually start that, so.
No, but I like the part where he's vice president, and I like the part where he's the head of the Senate, and I like the part where he is... first few years of his presidency, 64, 65, when he's passing this legislation. But it's my understanding from everything I've ever read, including his own biography, he liked John Kennedy, and he liked Jackie Kennedy. He did not feel they treated him bad. He felt that Kennedy's people treated him awful, and Robert Kennedy being chief among them.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, considering what happened this morning, where Liz Cheney was ousted by her party that she is probably the most loyal to as far as philosophy goes. And I find that her relationship with her party right now is kind of like Johnson's relationship with Kennedy. Kind of... you want to bite each other, but you know it's the right thing to do.
But you think he had that with John Kennedy? I think he liked John Kennedy.
Well, I think he respected him. I'm not sure. Now, I haven't read as much as you have, so I don't know. But I assume he respected him. I've heard discussions we had with other people where he criticized him for his dalliances. And
Johnson on Kennedy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. They were not the best of friends.
That's what I'm saying.
John and Lyndon. But I don't think there was ever an animus.
Yeah.
I think that they cordially could get along. I think Johnson talked very well to Jackie Kennedy, and Jackie Kennedy very well to him in the recorded conversations when Johnson was president. I think John Kennedy knew he needed Lyndon Johnson to win.
Yes, of course he did.
And Lyndon Johnson, I don't think he expected an assassination.
No.
But I think he knew that at the end of Kennedy's 8 years, he would have a shot.
He would move on. Yeah.
Right. So I think that was their relationship.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy, I think they were the dogs. Johnson and Robert Kennedy hated each other. They wouldn't have liked each other. There would have never been a discussion of them. Well, that's not true, because Johnson did consider Robert Kennedy as his vice president.
You don't have to love your vice president, though.
No, but I think...
But they have to be useful.
Well, that poured gasoline on that fire when he didn't pick him.
Yeah.
Because Johnson wanted... Number one, he didn't like Bobby Kennedy. And number two, he wanted to see if he could do it on his own. And he did.
Yeah, that's a really interesting time period politically. Almost as interesting as this time period. I'm still trying to figure out how in the world the Republican Party is going to convince the world that they care about anything after getting rid of Liz Cheney. I do not like Liz Cheney's positions, but at least she has honesty and sincerity and courage.
See, I think that's Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, that's why I'm...
Unfortunately, and this is the unfortunate part, JFK's assassinated, Robert Kennedy's assassinated. So I think in history, they go down as great people because of their end.
Yes.
And Johnson doesn't because of the Vietnam War and his end.
I think a lot of people think he was a great president.
He does not rank very well.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
JFK is always above him.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, though, JFK could not get legislation through when he was alive, and Johnson did.
Absolutely.
His legislation.
Yeah, he got Kennedy's legislation.
He did. He got Kennedy's legislation within a year of Kennedy dying.
Yeah, and that was kind of a noble thing that he did. He didn't have to do that.
No.
But it was good for the country.
He kept all Kennedy's staff, too.
Oh,
and
did he? I didn't know that.
Even though they hated him.
Yeah.
And he knew it. He kept Robert Kennedy.
I don't think he cared whether you hated him or
you know, I don't know. You know, think about it. You've worked almost 3 years with these people that you know despise you, are trying to get you off the ticket, and then all of a sudden you're their boss, and you can fire them. And he didn't. He even kept Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was because the movement of the government at that time was moving in a good direction. And I think if I were in his situation, I would keep the people that were moving it in the good direction.
But he could have really screwed it up.
Yeah, but he would have screwed the United States up if he had.
Well, I mean, just if it was not Lyndon Johnson, a brilliant legislature, which he was.
Yes.
I don't know. You know, I think left in the hands of a young senator, which a lot of times vice presidents are, I don't think, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, you said he was a brilliant legislator. I think
he knew how to twist arms.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. He was a good arm twister.
And his phone calls show it.
Yeah, and I think if he had wanted something bad done, he could have gotten something bad done. But he decided to stay on the good side of history.
Well, I mean, but you see, Kennedy was not a good arm twister.
No.
The people who didn't like him didn't like him.
Right.
People didn't like Johnson.
He didn't care about them,
right.
I think.
Johnson didn't like people, and they didn't like him. But he knew how to get him to do things.
Yeah.
And that's why he was great.
You got to have your priorities.
You got to have your priorities, right? But leaning to this point, because Nixon wins the election of 68.
Yeah.
Mainly because, in my opinion, first of all, RFK is shot and killed.
He didn't just win it. He crushed it.
Well, but look at what had happened.
Yeah.
First of all, the sitting president, Johnson, decides not to run.
Right.
And RFK, who I think easily could have beat Nixon, gets killed.
Yeah.
They're coming off that within 4 months of the election, and then all of a sudden you get Hubert Humphrey.
Yeah.
Well,
kind of soft.
And Humphrey came close.
I liked Hubert Humphrey, quite frankly.
Nobody else did.
No, I know. But I liked him as a human being. I think he was probably a good human being, but kind of like Jimmy Carter, a wonderful human being, but without much, I don't know, intense direction in your life.
I think as I watch that now, the big mistake that was made, Johnson should have ran.
Yeah, I think he should.
Yeah, Johnson got out because he didn't want to run against Kennedy. But I think people have the reason wrong. That's what I learned. They say he didn't want to run against Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, because he was fearful he would lose. I don't think that's why he got out.
I don't think he ever would be afraid of
losing. No. I think what he didn't want to be was the guy who ran against a Kennedy who had put him in.
And was a god.
Yeah.
Amongst a lot of people
right.
at that point.
But I think an incumbent president, even if Johnson wasn't popular because of the Vietnam War,
right.
I think he would have beat Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy was having his hands full with McGovern. Not McGovern. Who's the guy? Who's the other guy? There was another guy in there that year. It was Hubert Humphrey.
Oh, I
RFK.
Can't see the guy's face, and I can't remember what his name was.
Yeah, he had beat or come close to beating Johnson in some of the early primaries.
I can't.
Yeah,
remember.
But he didn't win either. But I think that Johnson would have beat them all, and I think RFK knew that. But I think Johnson, I think he did have a really big. I think he cared about the country deep down. And I think he thought, me running, I'm going to have to say awful things about Robert Kennedy, and I don't want to do that.
I think he was just tired of the fight. Tired of, I mean, at some point, don't you have to get tired of running against somebody? I got it, and I only ran one time, and I got tired of having to explain why I thought my opponent was not good.
Yeah, but can you imagine Nixon running against President Johnson? I think that would have been a whole nother thing.
I think Johnson would have killed him.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, but I'm not sure if Robert Kennedy would have. Robert Kennedy gets canonized because of the way he was killed.
Was Goldwater the person you were trying to think of?
No, it wasn't.
No, that's
Goldwater.
Who you said. Yeah.
Robert Kennedy gets canonized. But Robert Kennedy, you know, he would have had a lot of trouble in a general election in, I think, southern states.
Absolutely would, yes.
And he would have had, I
Texas,
think,
yeah.
See,
yeah.
That was what was great about LBJ, was he was a Democrat, but he could do well in southern states.
He looked southern, yeah.
Yeah. Kennedy didn't.
No,
even JFK.
Absolutely not. And their education was that snooty northeastern.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I think we look at because both Kennedy boys were killed, which is awful, within the same decade.
Yeah.
But I really think if you take that out of it, you take the killing, accomplishment, and somebody who really changed America, it's Lyndon Johnson.
I just added to my listening stuff Marvin Gaye, because they did a thing on him on TV. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, the album. And he talks about all the murders, you know, all three of them. And the more I thought about it, What's Going On, it kind of says what was going on was nobody was quite sure what was going on during that time period. I absolutely loved the music of that time period because it was so anti-war. It was so folk music-y. But What's Going On, if you listen to that album and listen to the words of the album, so, some of the music I didn't like, but most of it.
Here's what I will say. Now, people won't like this, but I will say this. People had a special feeling about the Kennedys.
Yes.
But it was only to people who liked them. You know, it was sort of a preaching to the choir.
Everybody liked Jackie, though.
Everybody did. But Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon were smarter and got more done.
Probably so.
Yeah. And
politically smarter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Nixon, that's why it's so hard to believe what happened to Nixon, because he was politically smart.
Yeah, he blew it.
He was. he opened up China. He did smart. So did Johnson. But they, Kennedys were not. But people had a special feeling about them. And I, now this is the part people won't like. People had a special feeling about Obama. And, I mean, do you remember when he, and this was so awful. Well, is it awful? I don't know. Remember when people called him the Messiah after he was elected?
No.
Oh, yeah. He was called the Messiah, and his expectation was so great. He had got all these young people involved in the process, and you know, his do you remember his inauguration? Do you remember his the night that he won in the park in Chicago? And
yep. Yeah, Grant Park.
Yeah, yeah, he had this. People had a special people who loved him, people who hated him. But legislation on the whole, Bill Clinton was better. Bill Clinton could work with the other side. Bill Clinton was, he's a Rhodes Scholar, he's smarter. Hillary Clinton, better. Just, they were not, Clinton's personable, but they don't have that feeling about Clinton and Hillary, and probably Joe Biden, who I think is more, Obama did, like JFK in a way, he did not want to work with the other side, and they didn't want to work with him.
They definitely didn't want to work with him. I thought he knew he couldn't work with him. I don't know whether he would like. I think he would have liked to work with him, but he found out pretty quickly that they were going to slam the door on his face.
Yeah, but how much do you think Clinton, Bill Clinton, really liked Newt Gingrich?
Oh, I doubt that he liked him, but it was two white men. Two old white men talking to each other.
But for whatever reason, well, he didn't like it.
I think that's a major reason. But, yeah, no. But it's interesting now that all the talk is going around about how Barack could have handled his first 2 years the way Biden is handling his by being more aggressive. And I agree with that. I think Barack should have been far more aggressive. I'm not sure he could have been with all of the things that were going on and happened to be black.
His power wasn't. His party was in power the first 2 years.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's what Biden has taken some lessons from Obama in that, okay, we got to get some stuff done because we may not have a second chance.
But see, I think that's where Clinton was great. I think Clinton, even when it all became Republican 2 years in, he still could work with them.
But he had already started to correct the financial problems the United States was in. It's kind of hard to argue with a guy that's going to balance the budget.
Yeah, but I mean, there was a big deal on entitlement, and they did shut down the government, but they were able to get through that. They worked through it. Obama's term, they had a very difficult time. It was different.
I wonder why he wasn't as aggressive as Biden's being right now.
Well, the Supreme Court. Well, you know, there is no law that says the Senate has to approve a Supreme Court justice. And many people said when they refused to do that, Obama could have sworn him in and then dared them to try to take him out.
Yeah, and I kind of wish he had. Yeah.
But he didn't do things like that. And I think he was not a great legislator.
He was trying to be historically correct, I think, you know, doing things the way they should have been done as opposed to the way they could have been done.
He was younger too, and Kennedy was too.
Yeah.
You know, I think this was a picadillo of that, but they both had a special feeling.
Isn't that a circus in London?
Picadillo?
Yeah.
But I look at sometimes the people who are the greatest legislators, like Nixon and Johnson, and I do believe Bill Clinton, they aren't looked upon like these people who we have special feeling about, like Kennedy and Obama and Robert Kennedy. I don't think you can be really liked if you're a great legislator.
I don't think Robert and JFK and his brother would have been nearly as honored had they lasted through their terms.
Right, exactly. And I think people had a special feeling about Obama because he was a first.
Yeah, yeah.
And if this first woman will have the same feeling too.
And he may also have been the best orator we've had in decades.
You know, it's tough because there have been some good ones and there have been some really bad ones.
I'm thinking of since Eisenhower, because that's my time period. Or
Truman. Clinton was good.
Yes,
he was. Clinton was very good. He could make you feel the pain.
Yeah, but I really think Obama went way past Clinton even. But I think Clinton would be second best in those 60 years, 70 years.
For whatever reason, people got Reagan.
I didn't
49 states.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see his oratorial abilities at all. I still don't, and I've listened to several of his speeches. As a matter of fact, I've given one of his on the air on my show, which reminds me I'm probably going to do one of Lincoln's speeches tomorrow, his second inaugural.
JFK. I think he was a great... I think he's better than Obama.
No,
when I look at his inaugural... when I look at his inaugural, I can't remember a phrase of anybody else's inaugural ever. But people remember his.
I've got a whole list of them we're going to do tomorrow.
Do you have a line?
And I don't.
Everybody remembers. Ask not what you can do for your country, or that's not what your country can do for you, but which everybody knows that.
Yeah, they know where it came from.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are ones that I'm going to read tomorrow that a lot of people will remember. It's kind of going to be an interesting show because all I'm going to do, I have about, I don't know, 4 pages of single lines that were given either at their inaugural or some of their famous speeches. And I'm hoping that people will listen and be able to, I'll give them, 5 seconds after I read it to figure out who did it. I got...
Better give them more than 5. We got a 30-second delay.
I'm not going to ask them to call in. I got 89% of them correct, and apparently the national average for that was 74%. So I think you'll find it quite interesting.
I would say on this orator thing, I mean, I really would put... I would go JFK, Clinton, Obama, top 3.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you and put those just the opposite direction. Yeah.
Obama, Clinton, JFK.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's that's opinion. But Reagan did have something, and I think people who deny it, even if it didn't appeal to them.
Oh no, I don't think I don't deny that he had something. I don't see what it was.
Well, I see it. I mean, he knew how to speak. He always spoke.
He'd been an actor, so yeah, he had that.
He knew how to take a good picture. Yeah. He knew how to do a show. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. There's one of those lines in history that everybody knows, and people know who said it.
Yeah, I think you'll all these that I'm going to read tomorrow. You will know most of them.
Well, there are moments but you never know. I'm sure that other presidents have tried. Everybody wants to have a moment like that, but so few do.
It's kind of interesting. The speech I'm going to read tomorrow, the second inaugural of Lincoln, I didn't remember any of it until when I read the last paragraph, you'll go, oh, that was the speech.
But you know what? And like it or not, people will always remember Make America Great Again.
Oh, of course they will.
They will. And it sold merchandise. The first time in my... history, and I think history of the 20th century, the merchandising century, 21st century as well, that politicians have ever sold merchandise like that.
Well, it's because most of them thought it was well below the dignity of the presidency.
I don't know, though, because there was a lot of Obama merchandise.
I don't think
there
it
were
was
plates.
Ever, I don't think it was sold by him. It was sold by other people.
Are these hats sold by Trump?
I'm absolutely certain they are.
Really?
At least he gets a large percentage of
I don't know.
Made in China.
I was up in Amish country this past weekend, and there was a whole Trump 2024 stand there, and I can't believe that's...
Well, that's a specific stand made by somebody who wants to make money. They have no idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Inspiring people...
I don't think that's inspiring.
Thank goodness we're out of time. Progressive Life coming up 12 to 1. Not Beat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon 6 to 7. Stay tuned.
First Lady of Comedy Phyllis Diller.
Well, now Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.
That's the best answer I could have asked for. That's perfect. So the money was right.
Oh, boy, was it, darling. And I just adored my ghost.
Legendary stand-up comedian Marty Allen.